The APSA Business Agility Series is proudly brought to you by APSA. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity.
Good evening and welcome to OFM Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulyoun. And tonight, going to have a look at how APSA support their clients. And on the line tonight, we have Ms. Dora Ntsika on the line. She's got the company Mosili Investments CC. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, and yourself, Cyril?
Doing very well, thank you. So first of all, before we get into the support from APSA that you received, I would like to find out more about your business, though, about yourself as well. You know, where did everything start for you?
I'm born in Benoni and bred in Bloemfontein. Well, I spent most of my schooling years in Bloem, and then I went on to varsity, the University of the Free State, which I studied partly before dropping out, and then I got a job as a police officer. I was a police officer for like 13 years till I resigned last year in January. So that's almost 2 years now, if we count in the remaining months of 2020. So I'm almost 2 years out of the service. I was at Provincial Corporate Communication doing media liaison and marketing for the police service. I also did some studies while I was employed by the police service. I studied my BA in Communication Science, as well as a postgraduate diploma in labor law.
So tell us more about your business, Mosili Investments CC. What is that all about?
Okay, Mosili Investments CC was initially started in 2011 while I was still employed by the police service. Reason being that my husband and myself, we wanted to venture into an investment company which would provide for our other businesses, family businesses. So now it forms part of Ikamva Group, which my husband has been in charge of since 2003. And then Mosili Investments, we registered as my entity in order for it to support the other businesses with their financial needs as well as property needs as well. We then did some business here and there with the private and the public sector, which was mostly IT services. We were in the ICT sector until we then decided that we have to look into job creation issues because we were mostly employing admin people. So now we wanted to go now into more community-based spaces where we would help other people get employment. So we had Mosili Investments gave birth to Interglass, which is the most popular brand in all out of all the entities now in Ikamva Group.
So tell me one thing, COVID-19, the pandemic, how did that impact your business?
Well, since we're in the aluminium and glass manufacturing sector, we took quite a knock during the pandemic because we had to close shop as soon as lockdown started. Level 5 started on 27 March. We had to close shop and we could only open after level 3, I think we only opened. So we took quite a knock and we had to do everything in our power to survive. But we managed, well, through the aid of our bank as well. But we had to also go into our savings as a business because we had some investment accounts that we had just for rainy days. Well, this year in total was a rainy day on its own. So we had to go through those processes where money was not coming in. People were not working, and we had to pay salaries as well as maintain our resources and to service our debts as well on the business. So we had to go through those investment accounts and get some of our savings in order to survive. But during that period, we were offered a payment holiday by the bank, which we didn't want to take because it took as per advice from my banker, we didn't want to take the payment holiday. We'd rather decided to tap into our savings and push wherever we can push.
All right. So tell me, Dora, I mean, so APSA definitely helped you out quite a lot, you know, with advice. And so I would like to find out from you, who advised you through this tough time?
Okay. It was mostly, well, the main person that I speak to at APSA is Mr. Ipatlele Thedimo Jiani. He was my private banker well long before I resigned from the police service. So he's always been with me at APSA. Whenever I have a complaint or I struggle with financing, because now APSA is also assisting with the purchase of my factory where I do my aluminium and glass manufacturing, APSA pushed that sale to go through. So that was Mr. Teddy Mochiani. He is one of the best guys there. They have the best in the game with that guy. So, but I also have a portfolio of a banker on my side as well, who's assisting. But then he had to elevate my struggle to Mr. Mochiani. So, but APSA also assisted with the purchase of my work vehicles, which are company resources, because we have about 6 vehicles from APSA now, because we opened shop again in Kimberley. So I have 6 vehicles from APSA Finance and the property which we're operating from. We APSA Commercial Property Finance assisted in the sale of that property. So there's been a great support system for me and my business.
Ms. Dora Ntsika from Mosili Investments CC right here on the Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulyun. When we come back, we'll find some practical tips from her and find out what you can do during these difficult times. So welcome back to the Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulyun, continuing our conversation with Mrs. Dora Ntsika of Mosili Investments CC. And we would like to find out how APSA helped her out during COVID-19 and also the difficult times, the tough times that we all went through. And Dora, continuing, first of all, you know, what practical tips can you give to other business people, you know, of how to adapt during these difficult times?
The most practical thing they can do for their business during the COVID-19 storm as a business, I would advise other business people to save wherever they can and cut unnecessary costs where possible. And they need to find themselves a good team that will not work against them or their business if they employ people, if they have people that are employed by their company. So they also need to find themselves a good bank, which I strongly recommend would be APSA, because it has assisted me in my time of need, in my worst time of need. So they need to find a good bank with a good team, like my bank, obviously, that will assist in their business to reach greater heights, because APSA is also trying to, they give you also some business ideas and try to get you into those spaces where you can network and get more business people in one place together, where they share ideas and they exchange ideas as well. And they also exchange their trades. So it has assisted. I also was invited to the Lioness of Africa female in Enterprise, a networking session which was arranged by APSA, where I met lots of women. It's a female empowerment event, I believe, or initiative by APSA, where it was only female business owners, where we came together and we shared ideas on how to improve on our businesses and also to get clients to give us access to markets as well. So I would say I would highly recommend that business people, especially females or black females like myself, should rather opt for APSA as their bank of choice, since it has assisted me. In the 2 years that I've been with APSA after resigning from my police work, it has been of great assistance to my business.
So Dora, I mean, APSA also recently launched a TV campaign all about We Do More So You Can. You know, when you think of your business, you know, what does I Can mean for you?
Well, as I said to you, Cyril, through the aid of APSA, I can expand my business to other provinces now. We recently opened another factory in the Northern Cape, which APSA did not hesitate to provide again with the financial support that I needed for the resources of that office that we opened in the Northern Cape in Kimberley. So APSA was able to support me financially or with funds to get the machinery that I needed for the type of shop that I was trying to set up, because they sell quite expensive machinery for aluminium and glass products that we trade in, and as well as the vehicles that are being used at the other office. So I was able to expand. So I can expand through the aid of APSA. And I am able to employ more people, since I have now employed about 10. Now we actually passed the 12th employee mark now at the Kimberley office. So I was also able to create employment for people in that province. So it has assisted me. I can also employ more people through APSA.
And also lastly, that I would like to find out from you, and thank you so much for taking time this evening. You know, how can our listeners maybe find you? You know, maybe social media, what's the easiest way?
Okay, the easiest way right now to reach Musili Investment, it would be through our social media platforms. We have a Facebook page, but like I said now, the most popular entity now in our business entities is Interglass. But Musili Investments is on Google. You can Google it and find it on Google. It was initially an IT company, which was based in that space only. And then we branched out into the aluminium space. So we needed another name. So it falls under Musili Investments. But you can find Interglass on Facebook as Interglass. And we're also on Instagram as Interglass. So all our products and services we have on those pages, on those two pages.
Mrs. Doreen Seagar from Musili Investment CC, right here on the Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulton. Do stay tuned. We'll be catching up with an APSA representative as well tonight. Good evening and welcome to The Sound of Your Life. This is The Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulyun. And previously we spoke to Mrs. Dora Ntsika of Musili Investments CC. And now for me, really nice to have on the line Mr. Thomas September, Head Regional Coverage, Free State and Northern Cape. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
Also very well, thank you. So for the guys who maybe missed out on the conversation I had with Mrs. Dora Ntsika, can you maybe tell us a little bit more about the client?
Yes, thank you. And thank you very much for the opportunity to speak a little bit about the client that we've spoken about earlier, Musili Investment, which banks with APSA Bank. They are trading as Interglass at the moment in the aluminium and glass manufacturing industry. And they started that late in 2017. And this has proven to be a step in the right direction for them, since manufacturing is one of the sectors that APSA is excited in supporting. The services they offer include a supply of various products, you know, in also consulting and making sure that, you know, the people in manufacturing or in the aluminium sector get, you know, the right advice in terms of their aluminium needs. They have seen good growth, which has resulted in the company expanding in March this year, even with the advent of COVID, opening a branch in Kimberley, Northern Cape. So that's really, in a nutshell, what I can say about the client.
So COVID-19 definitely had an impact on everybody. And when I spoke to Mrs. Dora Ntsika as well, she said the same thing, but you guys were with her all the way. Can you maybe tell us what role APSA played?
Yes, definitely. The biggest role that we played, you know, and we do this with many of our clients, it's in terms of strategic planning, making sure that we align, you know, the client's plans with the bank's plans, making sure that we provide payment relief where it's necessary, financial assistance or financial access where it's necessary, and most importantly, you know, providing financial advice. And that's what we've done with Musili Investments during this time.
So also you guys have a campaign currently called We Do More So You Can. Can you maybe just elaborate a little bit more about the campaign and tell us what it's all about?
Yes, this campaign we're very excited about. It really, really just means that we are very close to our clients, understanding their circumstances and ensuring that we partner with them and provide them with any banking products and advice they need. We always say we bring possibilities to life. So with this campaign, what we mean is that whatever dreams or strategic plans our clients have, we work very hard and we do more to ensure that they achieve those dreams. That's Africanacity, and that's who we are as APSA.
Thank you so much, Thomas. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Mr. Thomas September, Head Regional Coverage, Free State and Northern Cape from APSA, speaking to us right here on IFM's Business Hour with me, Cyril Fillion, and a good evening and welcome to the show.
The APSA Business Agility Series was proudly brought to you by APSA. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity.